Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange returns to Australia a free man after his U.S. legal battle ends. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange returning home to Australia Wednesday to cheers. After pleading guilty to obtaining and publishing U.S. military secrets in a deal with the Justice Department, his wife says they're grateful he's free.
Julian wanted me to sincerely thank everyone. He wanted to be here. But you have to understand what he's been through. He needs time. He needs to recuperate.
Assange's lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, says Australia's prime minister was the first to get on the phone with him when they landed.
Julian thanked him and the team and told the prime minister that he had saved his life.
I'm Julie Walker.
Kenyan President William Ruto said he would not sign the 2024 finance bill into law after reflecting on the public outcry against it, which included mass protests and the loss of life.
These members of parliament came back to us after they went to listen to the people of Kenya, and they came back and reduced the budget on their own by 146 billion shillings.
While accepting the finance bill's withdrawal, Ruto directed immediate austerity cuts across the presidency and executive branch to reduce expenditure, including slashing funds for travel, vehicles, and renovations. Yemen's Houthis said on Wednesday they targeted a ship in Israel's Haifa port with a number of drones in a joint military operation with the Islamic Resistance in Iraq. The operation targeted the Portuguese-flagged container ship MSC Manzanillo. The Israeli military is not aware of any such incident, a spokesperson said, and said there was no indication of anything unusual at Haifa port.